This podcast brought to you by RadioUgly.com. Independently in your face.
www.radiougly.com. We have Matthew on the phone, which is actually the lead singer of the group. Matthew, say hi.
Hey, how's it going, New York?
There you go. This guy's done his homework. Very good. Very good. And you know what it was? It was a big time zone change for the call-in, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I've spent a lot of time on the East Coast, so I'm actually used to it. It's not so bad.
Visiting, or did you live out this way at one time?
I have a lot of family from Boston, actually. So I have lived in Boston, and I actually did live in Indiana for several months.
Indiana. Boston. I've been to Boston. I'm a little more jealous of Indiana.
Okay. I wouldn't be.
Yeah, no. Boston.
Oh, and no disrespect to my friends out there. It's a beautiful place, but it's too much snow for me. I'm a Southern California guy, so.
There you go. Boston scares me. I remember when I was at school, I did actually my homework, and they've got this red light district, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went searching that out here right out of high school, and I tell you what, that definitely scared me. I haven't been back since, but
All them one-way streets, huh? Getting lost in the red light district.
It was the nighttime that did it for me, man. Hey, Southern California, how's that treating you at 4 o'clock in the afternoon today?
It's beautiful. It's about 75 degrees. You know, sunshine, just springtime, and everything's turning green, and you know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful time of year before it gets, you know, scorching hot. But we enjoy it while we have it.
Wounded by Honesty. How long you guys been together?
We've been together for a couple of years now. As Wounded by Honesty, we've actually been playing together for part of, you know, the band. We go back to high school, so like 15 years. But Wounded by Honesty, this particular project, since about 2006.
So this project, meaning you have come together, possibly some of you from other groups.
Yes. Yes.
And who started Wounded by Honesty?
You know, that actually, we all kind of did it together because we were playing in some other bands, and it just sort of all came together and incorporated. You know, we wrote a bunch of new songs after we played some of the old music we'd been playing. We started playing in a different kind of way and started playing some of the stuff faster and more aggressively, and we started to really like the sound of it. So we decided to just go ahead and run with that and came up with some new material. And, you know, went ahead and recorded it, and, you know, this is the result right here.
How you guys set out there for performing? I know here, like, you get into the city, and it's kind of like a pay-to-play type of deal. With all the talent and all the musicians that are out there in California, are you guys lucky enough to actually play original material and get paid for it, or are you just kind of out there for the music right now?
Well, you know, you're right, definitely. This is a kind of a dog-eat-dog place playing in Hollywood, and certainly probably the stiffest competition in the world. But we do get paid to play original music some of the time. Some of the time we simply play, you know, just to get the music out there and perhaps sell merchandise or CDs, whatnot, make some money that way. Most of the money we do make goes into, you know, obviously the production of the albums. We're working on a new one right now, for instance. So, you know, we're not getting rich just yet, but, you know, we're working on it one song at a time.
Your contact, you have a website or a MySpace?
Yes, we do. MySpace.com/WoundedByHonesty has quite a bit of stuff. I know Jason has us on several other different websites, but when he bothers to call here in a second, we can ask him that.
Okay, so there is, it's just myspace.com/woundedbyhonesty.
Yes.
Where did the name come from?
That actually came from my ex-wife.
It's always about a girl with you guys.
Well, you know how it goes. I mean, it's just, I guess it kind of, you know, when you know where the name comes from, the story kind of tells itself, I guess, at that point. But
exactly.
So, yeah, but I mean, she kind of came up with it, and, you know, we liked it, and it was kind of the only name we could all agree on, actually. So, I don't think it was anybody's first choice, but then, you know, like, my first choice, everybody laughed at. So
With five pieces, okay, you see a lot of three- and four-piece. With five pieces, you're adding another person, okay? You're adding another opinion. how's the music writing go with that? Is there one person that does all the writing, or is that a collaboration?
I do all the basic writing, as in the, you know, the basic chords and song structures and whatnot. And then basically I just turn the material loose on the guys, and they, you know, they jam on it and come up with it. I mean, for instance, you'll hear all the guitars harmonized and all that sort of stuff. I have nothing to do with any of that. you know, that's just from playing and jamming on the songs. Basically, I'll just put together some simple outlines for the music, and then the rest of the guys take it from there. And so it's basically just kind of trial and error, but we don't really have trouble as far as, you know, we know we're all on the same page as far as the direction we're going. The new material that we're working on now is going to be in a slightly less punk direction, I suppose you'd say, and more into the metal aspect of it. But you know, like I said, the music's just evolved in such a way, and we've evolved as a band in such a way that it's just gone kind of seamlessly together.
What's the average age of the members?
Oh, let's see. I guess if you'd average us out, we'd be about 28.
And music full-time, or do you all have jobs, or some of you? How do you work that?
Some of us. Our lead guitarist actually just recently broke both of his legs by jumping out of a balcony onto some concrete.
Oh, my God.
So he's not working right now. He's at home recuperating. I have a company called Dark Shore Records, and I'm doing some, you know, live recordings and things like that. I'm a certified recording engineer. I'm the one who did all the recordings. We did that.
Nice job. The way you say jumping out of a balcony, that leads me to believe that you believe he did this on purpose.
Yes, but perhaps not for the reasons you'd think. The story is actually kind of funny. He had somehow gotten trapped in an apartment and needed to leave, but didn't want to leave the apartment door unlocked because the owners were not home. So in order to keep them secure in their apartment, he decided he'd simply lock the front door and then exit through the second-story balcony. Yes.
Was he drinking? Did he do this sober?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did it sober.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's only funny because it's true.
You can't make that stuff up, man.
No, you cannot. No.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to play False Hopes. What can you tell me about this track?
Only that it's my personal favorite on the album, actually. There's just something about the song that, you know, it's so much fun to play live. We usually end shows with it, and I just thought it was a great pseudo end to the album, and really just a track that I enjoy quite a bit. So,
okay, I tell you what, Matthew, I want to thank you for calling in to RadioUgly.com. I wish you all the best of luck April 5th.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And I tell you what, like I say, I think we're going to have somebody there for that show, so we look forward to meeting you. Somebody from the station is going to be at that show. Maybe we can get to talk to a couple more of you guys while we're there. And your music will retain in rotation on RadioUgly.com on the request line. We have a request line feature here that right below the chat board there. You click that and you're able to, your fans and the band's able to actually put their music into queue. So I hope you guys will take advantage of that.
Thank you so much, man.
You take care, Matthew. We have Wounded by Honesty, False Hopes on RadioUgly.com.